Affordable housing is a big, gnarly issue here in Seattle. But the problem isn't just about building more affordable housing. The problem is also losing the affordable housing the city currently has. Well, City Council President Tim Burgess thinks he has a way to help do that. He's proposed a law that would require some landlords who own affordable housing to notify the city 15 days before they put their properties on the market. He told me why he thinks that advance notice is necessary.
What happens occasionally is that an old building will be sold. Its tenants are lower income individuals or families, and they're evicted because the new owner wants to either remodel the building or tear it down and build something new. And the notification requirement is merely designed to give the city and the Seattle Housing Authority advance notice. So if we are able, we are able to purchase that building or assist others, nonprofit organizations, or the Housing Authority to purchase that building and preserve the affordable housing.
So if I understand it correctly, the owners of these affordable apartment houses would be required to notify the city of a sale, but not required to sell to the city or other nonprofits. Is that right?
That's correct. We cannot require them to sell to us. Washington law is very strict about that, but we can get this advance notice.
So why do you think they would want to sell to the city or another nonprofit? Wouldn't they get a better price if they just waited the 2 weeks, put it on the public market, and found a developer who wanted to pay more?
Well, perhaps, but, you know, we can all enter that competitive field. The city has done this before. Or maybe the property owner is interested in serving the greater good, and perhaps they might be willing to take less. Not likely, perhaps, but there's always that option.
So if the city went ahead and bought these buildings, what would the city do to make sure that these units stayed affordable? Would you cap the rents?
So it's more likely that the city would assist with the purchase of these buildings, but ultimately they would be purchased by nonprofit organizations or by the Seattle Housing Authority. And when public money is used for those purposes, then yes, rents are restricted. And those units would have to remain affordable based on a variety of standards that we have so that individuals and families who are earning less than 80% of the area median income could afford to live there.
Now, some of the affordable housing units are also in pretty bad shape. So why would the city want to preserve some of these buildings that might be marginal?
The value we're pursuing here and the value we hold as a city is we want to preserve affordable housing for our workforce, families, and individuals because we want a diverse city economically. A diverse city economically is a stronger city economically, and I think the city government has a role to play to preserve these facilities.
Has this notification measure been tried in other cities, and if so, how has it worked?
It has. Boston has a similar notification process. It has mixed results. I mean, sometimes the private market is willing to pay a lot more, and a city cannot match that for whatever reason.
You're listening to Tim Burgess, Seattle City Council President. He's telling us about an affordable housing proposal to try and keep existing affordable housing in Seattle. It would require people who own these affordable buildings to notify the city a couple weeks before they put them on the market. So we've talked to some developers. They say this is too much red tape. Red tape limits supply. You limit supply and prices go up. What's your response to that objection?
Well, we hear objections from people who don't like what the government does all the time. And we listen, obviously, but it's important that we press ahead to pursue the value that we're trying to accomplish, which is preserving affordable housing.
Tim Burgess, you're running for re-election, and one of your opponents, former Tenants Union Director John Grant, says this proposal doesn't go far enough. He says that the law should not just give the city a heads up on sales, but require the owners to give the city the first right of refusal. In other words, the city would get a chance to match the best offer on the property from someone else. What do you think about that?
Well, I think Mr. Grant is touching on a legal issue there that we've been briefed on, and that is not included in our legislation for, as I mentioned earlier, issues with regard to state law and whether or not the city can mandate someone to sell property.
This is a big issue, and kind of I always think an overriding issue here is what can government do when housing is basically a private marketplace? There are charitable organizations involved, but most of it is private businesses making private business decisions. Is what the city can do kind of on the margins of creating more affordable housing in Seattle at the end of the day?
Well, we certainly need the private market to function and to continue to function well. We want builders of housing in Seattle to be successful in that work, but the government has a very specific role to play here. And whether it's affordable housing or infrastructure or other activities that city government engages in, we are an active player in the marketplace as well. So I don't think that the fact that the private sector is functioning here precludes us from also functioning in this area, because of the private market alone will not solve this problem.
City Council President Tim Burgess, he's proposed legislation requiring some landlords to give the city 15 days advance notice before putting their property on the market. A City Council committee has deferred a decision on this measure. They're waiting to see a much broader plan that'll be coming out of the mayor's Affordable Housing Task Force. We're going to see a lot of other ideas on keeping housing affordable here coming up when that report comes out. That's expected later this month.